USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Ian crossed Florida and moved into the Atlantic Ocean on Thursday. It weakened to a tropical storm, but was expected to become a hurricane once again by Thursday evening, the National Hurricane Center said. It was forecast to make landfall in South Carolina on Friday. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham said that he's ready.
It's coming up my way in South Carolina, so we'll all be ready. So we want to let everybody know we're thinking about them. And
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said officials were assessing damage that will take years to rebuild, calling Ian a 500-year flood event. The storm was one of the most powerful storms on record to hit the country. Officials up and down the southwestern coast of Florida are assessing the damage and making as many water rescues as they can in the wake of Ian. The storm made landfall yesterday near Fort Myers as a Category 4 storm. Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino said that there are many people out there answering emergency calls.
We strategically placed hundreds of deputies all over our county in places so that when we could go back on that roadways, we could assist people immediately. So the great residents of this county and this state, rest assured, the best of the best are helping you.
Ian is now bringing heavy rain and flooding to central and northeastern Florida. Here's an update. On Thursday, Governor Ron DeSantis said that linemen have come to Florida to help with power outages.
As of 6 a.m. this morning, they have 2.02 million reported power outages. We may have additional outages from central and northeast Florida impacts, and people should anticipate that. If you look, there's 1.5 million outages in seven southwest Florida counties. Lee and Charlotte are basically off the grid at this point. Sarasota has 250,000 without power. Hillsborough, 222,000.
This is USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said Wednesday the party now has a 50-50 shot of getting the chamber back less than 6 weeks away from the midterm elections. We're in a bunch of close races, McConnell told reporters during a press conference. It's going to be really, really close either way, in my view. The comments reflect a greater degree of optimism from the GOP leader after he drew criticism last month from fellow Republicans when he downplayed the party's chances in the fall elections, saying it would be more likely for the party to gain control of the House than the Senate. Senate races are just different. They're statewide. Candidate quality has a lot to do with the outcome, McConnell said at a press conference in Florence, Kentucky, back in mid-August. There's a good chance your stock portfolio has sprouted wings.
As Washington continues to play word games with the word recession and inflation, the Federal Reserve is warning D.C. lawmakers. Falling stocks have wiped out more than $9 trillion in wealth from U.S. households, putting more pressure on families from a faltering economy. Americans' holdings of corporate equities and mutual fund shares fell to $33 trillion at the end of the second quarter. That's down from $42 trillion at the start of the year. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Robert Coolio, best known for a string of 90s hits, including the Grammy-winning Gangsta's Paradise, has died. Reports are he passed away at a friend's home in Los Angeles Wednesday afternoon. Coolio was 59 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.